Hiya, folks. Hold on to your hats, because here comes another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure. Transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingle. You'll hear the exciting story, Blood Money, in just 1 minute.
Is your youngster a problem child in the classroom? Maybe it's because our schools themselves are such a problem. Maybe your child is sharing desk and textbook with another child who is also finding it hard to learn under such conditions. Communities all over the nation are faced with an ever-growing number of such problem children. Nearly a million new students a year are entering schools that are sorely overcrowded and understaffed. 400,000 new teachers will be needed within the next 10 years. We must all help to get them. President Eisenhower has pointed the way by calling a special White House conference on education to take place in November. Meanwhile, states and communities are organizing their own conferences to discuss local school problems. Carry the ball for your community. Write for free information on how to hold a community conference. Write Better Schools, 2 West 45th Street, New York 36, New York. Better schools build better communities. This message is brought to you as a public service.
One big event that all cowboys look forward to is the annual rodeo. So you can't blame United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles for taking a day off to join in the fun at the annual Mesa City Roundup. But their day of fun became a day of terror as the grand prize turned into blood money.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the next entry for the Bronx Riding Contest, riding for the grand prize of $5,000... the former world champion, the pride of Mason City, Joe Waters!
Just look at the Joe Waters ride that critter, Bill. He's stepping like a flea on a dog's back. I hope he makes it.
Joe Waters can't ride him, would he?
Stay with him, Joe. Just a few more seconds and the money's yours.
Come on, Joe! Bill. Bill, look at Joe. What's wrong? He fell off. It just sort of slept over and turned loose like he fainted.
Walters wouldn't faint, Jingle. It felt like it was shot.
Shot? But who'd shoot Joe?
That's what we'll find out. Come on. We gotta get to that judge's stand. Wouldn't get through this crowd.
Excuse us, please. Maybe I better go first. I can get a wider path. Let us through, men. Pardon me. Coming through. Coming through. What do you aim to do, Bill?
First, I'm gonna have a look at Joe Walters. Then, if my hunch is right, I plan to have a talk with Jim Donahue, the contest judge. Howdy, Jim.
Well, Wild Bill Hickok. How are you? You too, Jingle.
Hiya, Jim. Where's Joe? Is he hurt, Ben?
He hasn't come to yet. Got a pretty nasty cut on his forehead when he fell.
Yeah, let me have a look at that cut. Just as I thought. This is no cut, Jim. Joe's been creased by a bullet.
A bullet? Why, that's impossible. I didn't hear any
gun. Of course not. Not with that crowd yelling. Somebody wanted to make sure that Joe didn't win that $5,000.
And he was sure riding to win it. I never saw
wait a minute,
such a
move. It's coming around. Joe.
Oh, what happened? My head. Where am I?
You're going to be all right, Joe. Just take it easy.
Oh, Bill. Yeah, I'm sorry. Everything was going fine. It felt like lightning struck me.
It did. Lightning from some sidewinder's rifle. You were shot.
Shot?
That's right, Joe.
Well, there goes the prize money. There goes everything.
Well, as judge of this rodeo, I'm going out and declare a foul and stop this contest.
Oh, wait a minute, Jim. I want you to stop the contest. I'm going to enter it.
But, Bill, you can't do that. You'll be setting yourself up like a crow on a stump. Whoever shot Joe may not miss this time.
That's a chance I've got to take, Jingles. How about it, Jim?
But I've only got one bucking horse left, and that's the Black Killer.
The Black Killer? Why, Bill, that horse will shake your teeth plumb down around your ankles. He just plumb hates people.
Jingles is right, Hickok. Nobody ever rode that horse.
Well, I'm riding him. Come on, let's get on with the contest.
Jump for the sky. Look at him, Sunfish. That's it, Bill. Ride him, partner. Hey, Joe, looks like he'll ride him to the finish.
Yeah, if he doesn't get shot.
What a ride. A few more seconds and he'll win this hand down. Uh-oh, what's he doing?
He's let loose. He'll be thrown for sure.
Yeah, look at that. Sticking on with both hands free.
Just four more seconds and he's the winner.
Come on, Bill! Stick with him, boy! He's gonna make it! You did it, Bill. You did it. By the way, you stuck with that nasty cayuse beats me. I don't know what kind of glue you were using, but I gotta get me some.
Thanks, Jingles. Say, did you see any suspicious gents hanging around during my ride?
Not a one, Bill. Did you, Jim?
No. Everything was quiet.
Then I'll have to go ahead with the rest of my plan. Jim, I'd like to have you announce to the crowd that I'm turning my winnings over to Joe Walters.
What? You're giving Joe this $5,000?
That's what I said. He needs it, and he deserves it. If it hadn't been for foul play, he'd have won it, too.
Well, that's a fine gesture, Bill. It's too bad Joe Walters isn't here to thank you. Doc fixed him up and took him home to his ranch.
Good. And you can announce that I'm riding out to Walters' ranch to deliver the money to him personally, tonight. And announce it just that way. It's all part of my plan.
Yeah. Okay, Bill, if that's the way you want it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wild Bill Hickok, the winner of our Buck and Bronco contest, has asked me to announce that he's riding out to the Walters Ranch tonight.
Well, Jim, did you get Joe Walters like I told you?
Yeah, Jake. Had a man planted in the crowd. He nicked Walters all right. Didn't hurt him bad, but he did put him out of the contest.
Good. Then we'll wind up our deal tomorrow.
Well, I'm not so sure about that, Jake. You ever hear of a man named Wild Bill Hickok?
The United States Marshal? What about him?
Well, it seems he's a friend of Walters. And he,
What are you stalling around about? Don't tell me you bungled it.
Well, after we knocked Walters out of the contest, Bill Hickok entered and won the $5,000.
Yeah, keep talking.
And tonight he's riding out to Walters' ranch to give him the money.
You mean he's giving Walters his winnings?
Yeah.
Of all the boneheads. Donahue, you were the judge of that contest. Why'd you let Hickok in?
It looked funny if I'd refused.
If Walters gets his hands on that money, our deal is dead.
That's what I figured.
And you say he's riding out to Walters' ranch?
Tonight.
Is that so? Well, I've got a hunch that Mr. Wild Bill Hickok won't get to Walters' ranch tonight with that money. Come on.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute.
Picture yourself driving with this character. He could be anyone you know. He's one of the reasons for bad driving and traffic accidents. He's the driver who acts like a child behind the wheel. Like a baby, he wants attention, so he shows off. Like a baby, he's impetuous, so he pushes the accelerator to the floor for no good reason. Like a baby, he thinks with his emotions. Like a child, he takes chances for the feeling of power it may give him. Psychologists say good drivers are the mature people who have learned to control their infant traits. Careless drivers have yet to master their emotions and behavior behind the wheel. Careless driving is kid stuff. Let's do all we can to discourage the careless driver. Let him know that care, courtesy, and control are really appreciated. That care, courtesy, and control are the real signs of a mature person behind the wheel. This message is brought to you as a public service.
When Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles went to the rodeo in Mesa City, he saw their friend Joe Walters fall from a bucking bronco with a bullet crease in his forehead. Bill entered the contest and won the $5,000 grand prize and announced that he was turning the money over to Walters. As Bill and Jingles are having supper in the local cafe, Bill doesn't know that he may be riding into an ambush. Or does he?
Bill, I can't understand why you're giving Joe Walters that whole $5,000 past the trip.
Jingles, do you remember that property that adjoined Joe's ranch in the south?
You mean that property he leased for water when his own wells went dry?
That's right. The bank has decided to sell that land, and they're giving Joe first chance to buy it. He's got until noon tomorrow to raise the money.
Oh, so that's why he was so anxious to win that prize money. And why you didn't want to ride against him.
Friendship means a lot more than money, Jingle. Without that water property, Joe's through. He couldn't give his ranch away.
Well, all he could raise on it would be a cloud of dust. Past the dust. I mean the cream place. So that's why somebody took a pot shot at Joe to keep him from winning that money.
Now your wheels are turning in the right direction, Jingle.
Well, why didn't they shoot at you?
Well, they know I was going to turn my winnings over to Walter. They didn't care about me.
But what's their game? I still don't get it.
If someone else beats Joe to that water property, they'll be able to buy his whole layout at their own price.
Why, of all the dirty polecat tricks I ever heard of, that's the worst.
But they haven't pulled that trick yet, Jingle. Well, look, you give me that safety pin you've got in your pants here. Come on, I need it.
Well, so do I. It's holding up my pants.
I'm serious, Jingle. Hand it over yet.
Oh, well, all right. Here you are. I hope nobody hollers fire.
Thanks.
What are you doing with the pin and the money?
Let's just say I'm pinning these bills together so I won't lose them.
Oh.
There. Well, let's be riding for Waller's place, partner. Coming, Jingle?
Sure, here I come. Oh!
Come on, get up, Jingle. This is no place to lie down on the job.
Why, you no good safety pin stealer. My pants fell down and tripped me.
Well, pull them up and come on. We got some riding to do.
Listen to the coyote. Sure sounds lonesome. I got a creepy feeling tonight, Bill. I wish that darn money was in the bank and we were home in bed.
Why, this is a perfect night, Jingle. I wish that moon was a little brighter.
Why, you looking for trouble?
Not looking for it, Jingles. Let's just say I'm expecting it.
You're expecting trouble riding around with you? A fella can't expect anything else but.
Why do you think I had Jim Donahue make the announcement at the rodeo this afternoon that I was riding out to Walter's ranch tonight with the prize money?
You mean you were inviting somebody to come out here and take it away from you?
You might put it that way, yes.
Now I know I should be in bed. Of all the fools...
Jingles, that's the only chance I've got to find out who it is. Woo, Buckshot.
Oh, Joker. What's the matter, Bill? What are we stopping here for?
This is where the trail winds up to the rocks, and from here on, I'm riding alone.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Bill. Am I your deputy or ain't I?
Now, look, Jingles. I figure if they see the two of us, they may not try anything, and we'll never find out who they are. So you wait until I'm about a quarter of a mile up the trail, then you start up behind me.
Oh, this is the craziest thing I ever heard of. Like setting a bear trap and then sticking your own foot in it.
Let's play it my way, Jingles. All right, come on, Buckshot. Get up there, boy.
Any signs of Hickok coming up the trail yet, Jake?
Not yet. But I know he didn't beat us up here. He's got to come up in these rocks. We better get set.
Okay. I'll get over on the other rock.
Yeah. Get over there and I'll throw you the other end of the rope. Are you set, Jim?
Yeah, all set. Now throw me the rope.
All right, here it comes.
I got it.
Good. Now pull the tight ones. Yeah, that's fine. Ought to catch him just under the chin.
Yeah.
Remember now, we jerk him over the horse, you jump down and let him have it. I'll grab the money.
That may not be so easy. This Hickok is plenty tough.
Yeah, well, so am I. Shut up. I hear a horse coming up the trail.
Easy, Buckshot. Easy, boy. That's right. A little narrow through here. All right, boy, right between those rocks.
All right, you good try. Look, Snakes, I'll teach you to pull that old rope trick on me.
So you do.
Jake, give me a hand here. Oh, so there's two of you.
Well, I figured a gun barrel behind the ear flow, Mr. Hickok, Tom. I've got the money, Jim. Come on, let's get out of here.
Get along, Joker. Now, wait a minute. Whoa, Joker. Someone on the ground.
Mm.
It's not. Bill!
Oh, I feel like a cayuse kicked me right behind the ear.
No, I knew I should have come with you. That knot on your head is as big as a buzzard egg. Who got you, Bill?
There were two of them. Too dark to see their faces. I used the rope trick to knock me off my horse. Here, give me a hand, will you, Jingle?
Here you are. Take it easy now. Up you come.
Mm.
Feel all right, Bill?
Yeah, just a little dizzy, Jingle. I'll be all right.
They get the money?
Yeah, let me look. Yeah, they got it all right. Had it right here inside my shirt.
Why, those mangy, sneaking coyotes. Come on now, Bill, let's light out after them, and I want the first crack at it.
Hold it, Jingle. That doesn't sit in with my plan.
Going around getting knots on your head is a plan?
Now, I know what I'm doing. There's nothing more we can do tonight. Let's ride on up to the Walters Ranch. Jingles found me lying in the pass between the rocks.
So they got away with the money, huh?
That's right. But we're not licked yet.
Bill, I'm through. Can't let you take any more chances. Me with no cash on hand and the option up at noon tomorrow on a water property, well, it's just no use.
Well, we've still got until noon tomorrow.
Yeah, but what can we do?
I still think I have an ace in the hole. I plan to be at the bank tomorrow. I want to see just two steps up to make a bid for that water property.
Well, I got the horses put up, Bill, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm ready for bed myself.
Might be a good idea if we all turned in. We got a big day ahead of us tomorrow. Come on, Joe, let's hit the hay.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Blow out that light, will you, Jingle?
I can't blow it out, Bill. I'm in bed already.
Now, wait a minute. How'd you get undressed so fast?
With no safety pin in my pants, it's easy.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute.
Learning to recognize danger signals is important insurance. That's why learning to recognize cancer's 7 danger signals is good cancer insurance. The American Cancer Society says that persistent indigestion or difficulty in swallowing or any other danger signal may mean cancer. More often, though, it will indicate something less serious. But should a signal appear, see your doctor immediately. With cancer, delay is dangerous. In addition to knowing the 7 danger signals, have regular medical checkups, no matter how well you feel. Many thousands of Americans are alive today, cured, because they acted wisely about cancer. Get the facts from your unit of the American Cancer Society. For a free authoritative booklet, write to Cancer, in care of your local post office. This message is brought to you as a public service.
Last night, Wild Bill Hickok was ambushed, gun-whipped, and robbed of $5,000, the money that was to be used to save Joe Walters' water rights. It's almost high noon as Wild Bill, Jingles, and Joe Walters ride up to the bank in Mesa City, where Bill hopes to play his final card.
Almost 12 o'clock. We'll tie up here in front of the bank.
Are we going in and talk to Mr. Dunn, the manager?
I'm going in alone, Jingle. You and Joe wait out here, and if I need you, I'll let you out.
Bill, look through the window. Look who's talking to Mr. Dunn.
It's Jim Donahue, the rodeo judge.
Yeah, and who's that ugly-looking bozo with him?
That's a fella named Miller. He's the new owner of the Red Devil Gambling Hall.
Well, this may be very interesting. Well, I'm going in.
Well, now, take it easy,
Bill. Yeah, Bill, you've run into enough trouble in my account already.
Now, don't you worry, Joe. You and Jingle just be ready, that's all.
Now, look here, Mr. Dunn. According to my watch, it's 12 o'clock right now.
Yes. Why can't you start drawing up those papers?
Mr. Donahue and Mr. Miller, I told you I gave Joe Wallace until noon today to exercise his option on this water property. And I wanted to wait until the very last second.
Well, he isn't here and the time's up. So it's out.
Just a minute, Mr. Dunn.
Well, it's Wild Bill Hickok.
I just overheard you discussing some property with Jim Donahue and his friend here.
Yes, Bill, this other gentleman's Mr. Miller. He owns a Red Devil gambling hall.
Well, Mr. Dunn, I want you to know that I'm also interested in that water property.
Now, just a minute, Hickok. It's first come, first serve. We were right here on spot at 12 o'clock.
That's right, Bill. I'm afraid you're a little late.
I'm afraid they're right, Mr. Hickok.
Of course we're right. We've got the cash. Go ahead and close the deal. Give them the $5,000, Jake.
Okay. There you are.
Just a minute. Donahue, did I hear you call your partner Jake?
Yeah, that's my name. Jake, what's it to you?
Yes, Mr. Hickok. What are you trying to do here? Cause trouble?
Mr. Dunn, I heard that name last night when I was gun-whipped and robbed of exactly $5,000.
Why, you... Nobody ever accused Jake Miller of being a thief and lived.
Go for that gun.
Oh, sure, I'll show you.
I told you not to go for that gun. Now turn around and hit the wall. You too, Donahue, and I'll relieve you of your gun.
But, Mr. Hickok, I don't see...
I'll do the talking, Mr. Dunn. Now hand over that money.
But this is out-and-out robbery.
It's not robbery. This is the money these two cutthroats took from me last night.
You'd better have mighty good proof, Ed.
Well, he ain't got an ounce of proof. Call the sheriff and have this so-called marshal locked up.
So you want proof, Mr. Dunn. Take one of those bills and hold it up to the light.
But I don't...
Go ahead, hold it up. You see anything in the left-hand corner?
Why, yes. Yes, I do. But it's just a hole. Looks like a pinhole.
Yeah, try another one. What do you see?
Another hole in the same place.
Exactly. You'll find a pinhole in every one of those bills. That's the way I mark the money.
What kind of proof is that?
How else would I know the holes were there if I hadn't put them there myself?
By golly, you're right, Mr. Hickok. That's proof enough for me.
Come on, Jim, make a break for it.
Right.
Come on, Jingle!
Stop you! Save him out!
Oh! Please!
Dad, blast these britches!
You fell down and tripped him, Jingle. Great work, boy.
It was? Oh, yeah. Was, wasn't it?
All right. Come on, get up, you two.
All right.
Joe, you run across the street. Tell the sheriff we got a couple of customers for him.
You bet I will, Bill.
Mr. Hickok, I owe you an apology.
That's all right, Mr. Dunn.
What a clever idea, marking those bills with pinholes.
Pinholes?
That's right, Jingles. Made with your safety pin.
Well.
Mr. Dunn, I want you to take this $5,000 and sign the water property over to Joe Walters.
I'll be only too glad to. Well... I guess that winds everything up.
Now, just a minute there, Mr. Dunn. There's a small interest charge of $1.06. I figure it's worth that much for the use of my safety pin.
We will continue in just 1 minute.
Did you know that 90% of all fires in homes are the direct result of carelessness? For example, have you ever smoked in bed? If you have, it's one of the common actions that can lead to an expensive fire, and none of us can afford such a needless expense. If every American, and that includes every one of us, eliminated the fire hazards in his own home, almost all the fires that destroy hundreds of thousands of dwellings annually could be prevented. All that is required is the observation of a few simple rules. Don't smoke in bed or discard lighted cigarettes carelessly. Promptly repair defective electrical equipment. Replace worn or frayed wiring. Don't use it just one more time. Last, use cleaning fluids that won't burn. You may not have realized it, but fires cost over 11,000 lives each year and damage and destroy property worth in the hundreds of millions. Don't gamble with fire. The odds are against you. This message is brought to you as a public service.
You've just heard another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Howard Culver, Bert Holland, Curly Bradley, and Bob Entz. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Lou Fulton. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking, reminding you to tune this station again when we present another of the adventures of...
This is Mutual, the radio network for all Americans.